Thanks for joining us. You can always catch the latest sermon online, but we sure would love to see you join us in person to celebrate and support each other in our love for God, our neighbors, and this church. We are South Britain Congregational Church. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. And now, enjoy another great Sunday sermon, and we hope to see you soon.
Our second scripture reading comes from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 12, 38 to 44. In his teaching, he said, "Beware of the scribes who like to walk around in long robes and like greetings in the marketplaces, and have the best seats in the synagogues and the places of honor at feasts, who devour widows' houses and for a pretense make long prayers. They will receive the greater condemnation." And he sat down opposite the treasury and watched the people putting money into the box, many rich people putting in large sums. And a poor widow came and put in two small copper coins, which make a penny. And he called his disciples and said to them, "Truly I say to you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who are contributing to the offering box. For they all contributed out of their abundance, but she out of her poverty has put everything she had, all that she had to live on." I have several aunts, and I don't want to say which one this is because maybe they're watching the video and then they'll give me a hard time the next time I see them at a family gathering. But some of them have a little trouble with cell phones and the idea of giving money through cell phones. And so she used to send a check, you know, in the mail, and I said, "You know, aunt, whatever your name is, you know, you can send money on your phone through like an app like Venmo or, you know, PayPal, lots of different things." And she says, "Oh, that's amazing." And so the next time she was sending money, she sent me a text message and she sent me a picture of a $100 bill on one side and then the other side was the other side. And she's like, "This is so much easier than mailing." And she's right. It was much easier. Today, I want to talk about how we give. And notice that when I say that, I'm not saying how much we give. I'm saying how we give, because there's a huge difference. It's an important difference. How we give is much more important than how much we give. Although how we give will always affect how much we give. And here, as we've always talked about, whenever we're talking about giving, we're talking about our time, our talents, and all these other things, our gifts, our skills, who we are, who God made us to be. And so how we give of those things is more important than how much of those that we give. And I want to explore the attitude, the motivation we have in our giving. And that's what this scripture is all about, our second scripture, our gospel reading. Because it shows us especially what is God's perspective on giving. Because that's all that matters, right? It doesn't matter what we think about it or what other people think about it or culture. Whatever God thinks about how we're giving is most important. And this story of the widow's mite is our gospel reading is about that. And I grew up hearing this story. It was always called the widow's mite, right? Everybody hear that one growing up in the church? Everyone always say the widow's mite, you know, and then that's the traditional name. The mite isn't a word that we use anymore. As a kid, I thought this was about termites, right? Because that makes sense, right? I thought one Sunday I'd bring a grasshopper or two. You know, if God likes termites, maybe he likes grasshoppers. But that's not what this word is about. You can get into it. There's a Greek word, lepton, which basically the long and short of it is that these were really small kind of coins. They're almost like pennies, right, for us. They were just the least amount of value. So a mite being a small copper coin, like I said, is a penny for us. And has the most important thing is that it's not worth very much. And here in this story, the widow takes two of these pennies and throws them into the offering. And it wasn't much in terms of the time and culture. If we saw someone and we're passing the collection plate and someone puts in two pennies, right, even though we're not watching what other people are putting in, right? But from Jesus' perspective, which is to say from God's perspective, this widow's offering was very, very much. It was the biggest and best offering of that entire day in the temple. And that's because of how it was given. Jesus commends this woman's offering, and it serves as an example to us about how we think about it. This is the frame, the lens by which we look at how we give, what giving means. And so that's what we're going to talk today. And so in other words, if you'll forgive puns, you know, I don't like puns, but other people do. Might is right. Might, M-I-T, okay. The other one is how might we give. Okay, you take on whichever one you want. How do we make our giving more like this poor widow is what I want us to focus on. And so first, how do we not give? What do we not want to do? First, we don't do it in order to be seen by others. We don't give in order to be impressed by people impressed and say, what a righteous person, how much they give, how wonderful they are. This widow was ignored for the most part and probably wanted to get in and get out of the offering line as quickly as possible. She was probably embarrassed seeing all these other people putting in tons of things. So like the person who said, you know, I'm the most generous, humble person I know, that's the opposite of what we're talking about. The idea of giving to be seen was something that Jesus over and over again in Scripture came down hard on. Matthew 6, you know, talking about beware of practicing your righteousness before others in order to be seen by them. So this is not something, that's not the kind of giving that we want to be talking about. That's not the way that we want to give. And secondly, it shouldn't be out of a sense of what I call selective duty. And by that I mean obeying God in one part of our life and then giving a sizable monetary thing but not doing the other things that God calls us to do. Jesus criticizes this exact same thing with the Pharisees who, they were so good at tithing that they would tithe their spices, right? They go to the thing, oh, I got cumin, so I'm going to give 10% of my cumin to the thing. They were that kind of level, but then they'd walk by people who needed help on the streets. Be like, well, I got to go bring my 10% of my, my cumin to the offering. So that was selective duty. And that's also what we're not talking about in terms of giving. So how about us? Do we ever do any of those kind of things? Do we give to be seen, or do we do it out of selective obedience? It's something that we have to always be thinking about, always pondering in our hearts. And we always need God's mercy, God's forgiveness, and I know it will help us to do better. And so now let's turn to the widow and her mite giving and see as an example for us, what does it actually look like? What are the characteristics that the widow gives so that we can be more like that? I think there's three things. I think the first thing is it was sacrificial. Two, she was giving to the Lord for the work of the ministry. And third, she gave out of trust in the Lord to take care of her. So first, it was sacrificial. The widow's giving was sacrificial. She felt it. She would notice it. This wasn't an insignificant amount of money to her. It might have been to everybody else who saw it and said, well, that's nothing. You know, I got 100 pennies, you know. But to her, it was a huge amount. But for her, it was even though it was a small offering, it loomed large in her life because a lot is, you know, when you have nothing, that's a lot. And this is what the poor widow had. For her, it was a huge sacrifice, but she gave anyway. It was sacrificial giving, and she wanted to do it. And it's God's evaluation is very different than the humans. The two mites added up to a penny according to the ways of the world, but Jesus said that this was a huge offering. Jesus isn't lying. He isn't saying, he's saying from God's perspective, this was a huge offering. Hers was a true sacrifice. The rich had not begun to give to the level of her sacrifice. And so it always brings it back to us. Is what we give a sacrificial of our time, of our talents, is it actually something that we kind of feel when we're giving? Is it something that does our hand tremble when we write our check? As we ponder that, we may want to re-examine what we think about in giving. So when we think of giving, it's not equal gifts, but equal sacrifice, because we all have different things. But it's equal, not equal gifts, but equal sacrifice. In this story, the widow gave 99% of her income to God. Sacrificial giving is the first thing that we learn from the widow. The second one was giving in for the work of, you know, of the church or the ministry. In our day, the work of the church is a lot of those kind of things. But we're not just giving to the congregational budget. We're not giving to any of these other things. We're giving our offering to God. We're giving our whole self to God. We know who God is, and that God is merciful and loving and showers us with blessings from day to day. This is the God who forgives and loves us, who holds us, sustains us, the God who strengthens us, who nourishes us. And that's done in part through, we grow in that through the ministry of the church. This is the same God who wants to bring some good news of great love to many others. And so what I always found interesting is that Jesus, before he commented on the widow's mite, he says this thing in the beginning of the passage, which always jumped out at me. He says, beware the scribes because they devour widows' houses. It paints a picture in a little bit different one because the religious system they were supposed to be taking care of this widow, so she'd have more. She wouldn't have to worry about giving two pennies. She would have been taken care of, but the powers that be, the system that was there, failed and failed miserably. And so she was giving, in spite of that fact that this organization had let her down profusely and greatly. The system was corrupt, and the darkness of the scribe's greed makes the widow's sacrifice. It makes it even brighter, right? It makes it shine even more brightly because she gave in spite of the fact that it should have been cared for. She should have been the one that was receiving all the care of that place. So the fact that she gives out of that is so important. So it's sacrificial giving and giving to the Lord and the ministry. And the third thing, as we learn, is that she was giving out of trust in God. She was trusting that God would take care of her, even if she was giving so much, all the things that she had to live on. This is faith, and that's faith in action, and that's what Jesus wants us to do. The poor widow knew who God was and that God would take care of her, and even if she didn't know exactly how at the moment, she threw those two coins into the offering, throwing herself into the mercy of God's love. This flies in the face of common sense, right? She should keep those two copper coins, you know, and she, you know, I don't know what she could buy with them, but don't give them to there, right? Isn't that our thinking? Like, oh, don't do that. Like, just keep those two copper coins and go, you know, buy whatever you know, penny candy. I don't know if you can even buy penny candy anymore. But this is where our thinking about giving is different than the world around us, and that's part of what's really important from this. Marquis de Lafayette was a French officer who was so important to George Washington. If you don't know your history, if it wasn't for General Lafayette, we probably wouldn't have won the Revolutionary War. But we don't need to get into that right now. But we can talk about it afterwards if you want. But after the war was over, he returned to France and he became a farmer of many estates. And in 1783, the harvest was a terrible one and it was not going well. And his farms were unaffected by the crop failures. And one of his officers said, you know, or one of the people that workers said to him, you know, the bad harvest has raised the price of wheat. He's like, it's time to sell. Like, this is our moment. You know, this is very basic economics. The price is high. Let's sell. Let's make our money. No one else has it. It's great. And Lafayette said, no, this is the time to give. Right? That's completely opposite of the way that we think. The widow knew and showed and trusted, knowing that God never fails and trusting in the promise that says, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. And the amazing, wonderful, amazing thing is that we have the same God who takes care of us. The same one that this widow is talking about living her life in light of is the same one that we have and will take care of us no matter what. How do we know that? How can we believe that? Because we've seen it in our lives before and we'll see it again and again. It is found only in God, knowing that our future, both our future in this life and our eternal life is in God, in God's great love and God's great care. God sees what people overlook, what the world around us, the way that they see it, the way that the culture sees it, all these other things. God doesn't look at it that way. The big gifts in the temple were noticed by people. I'm sure they made a big deal when they dropped it in and made all the noise that they could and be like, look, you know, look at me and all my giving. But Jesus saw what no one else did, which means God sees what no one else does. He saw the humble gift of this poor widow. This was the gift that Jesus was worthy about commenting, and this is the person that we're still talking about today. The other gifts in the treasury that day made a lot of noise. They jingled into the receptacles, but that widow's mite is heard ringing and resounding in heaven. So we see in the end, it's not a matter of how much we give. Giving has never been and never will be about that. It's a matter of how we give. How we give, and then with it, how much we give, will be energized, renewed, refreshed by knowing that God has given us and will continue to give to us. This is then how we might give. And knowing that in that case, when thinking of giving in terms of faith, the might is right. Amen. Amen.